In this bulletin, a Victorian man who completed hotel quarantine tests positive to COVID-19. Spending on women, childcare and aged care, all expected to feature in the federal budget. And in sport, Australian basketball star Liz Cambage withdraws her threat to boycott the Tokyo Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dodd. South Australian health authorities are investigating whether a Victorian man who tested positive to COVID-19 after completing quarantine at a Medi hotel in Adelaide contracted the virus in the facility. The man returned to his home in Melbourne's north on the 4th of May and developed symptoms 4 days later before getting tested yesterday. South Australia's Chief Public Health Officer, Dr. Nicola Spurrier, says one hypothesis is that the man was exposed to the virus while overseas and had a very long incubation period.
The next possibility is that there's something that's happened in our hotel quarantine system, and this person has managed to acquire the infection or catch COVID whilst in the hotel setting. And people are aware that this has happened in other hotels in other states, so this is obviously right at the top of our mind in terms of seeing whether this could have happened here in South Australia.
The federal opposition is accusing the Morrison government of designing a woman-focused budget to smooth over political problems. Tonight's federal budget will contain a range of measures to address women's safety and financial security. The government insists the initiatives aren't designed to address recent controversies around sexual harassment and assault. But Labor's finance spokeswoman Katie Gallagher isn't convinced.
Do you honestly think the Morrison government would have had a women's package if it wasn't for the pressure they've been under in the past 3 months? They've been cutting services in domestic violence and family violence and community legal centres, all services that women experiencing violence need. They've been cutting that year on year. And then we've got this magical women's package now. And you tell me the two things aren't linked? Of course they're linked.
An Aboriginal teenager has died after falling asleep inside an industrial bin in regional South Australia. The 13-year-old was sleeping in the bin in Port Lincoln on the state's Eyre Peninsula when it was emptied by a garbage truck early this morning. Police say two other boys, aged 11 and 12, were also in the bin at the time, but one of them managed to escape. Superintendent Paul Barr says the other boy who ended up in the truck is relatively unhurt, but the 13-year-old received serious injuries and died at the scene.
It's tragic for all of the Port Lincoln community. This is a very tight-knit, relatively small community, and it's everyone in this community will be impacted either directly or indirectly by this event. But for those first responders, dealing with a young child who suffered significant trauma and not being able to save their life after a lot of effort has gone into attempting to revive this child, it's going to be very difficult for them.
New South Wales authorities say they're still unsure how a Sydney man contracted COVID-19 with the same genomic sequencing as a return traveller from the United States. No new locally acquired coronavirus cases have been identified in the state, but four fresh infections have been recorded among returned overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. To sport, Australian basketball star Liz Cambage has backtracked on threats to boycott the Tokyo Olympics in a racially based protest. The Opal Star Centre last week accused the Australian Olympic Committee of whitewashing over a lack of racial diversity in the national team's promotional shoots. Cambage took umbrage with photos of predominantly white Australian Olympians, saying people of colour had been marginalised and that she'd sit this year's games out. But the 29-year-old now says she'll compete at her third Olympics in Tokyo.
I'm going to play with my sisters that I've been playing with since I was a wee little thing, and I'm a ball out for all those young brown kids back in Australia watching me, baby. I'm going to do it for y'all!
The Australian Olympic Committee has conceded that there was some merit to Cambage's criticism of the pre-games photo shoot. And West Coast Willie Rioli is to face court in Darwin tomorrow after allegedly being caught with cannabis in the Northern Territory. The 25-year-old has been charged with possessing a dangerous drug in a quantity less than trafficable in a public place. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, a possible shower, 23. Adelaide, sunny and 17. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 19. Hobart, similar conditions, 16 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, 18. Wollongong, showers and 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 22. Newcastle, a shower or two, 23. Brisbane, showers with a possible storm, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 30. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.